Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
You find many leading evolutionary theorists themselves acknowledging, even lamenting, that natural selection and random mutation just don't seem to have the creative power that has long been attributed to them. And so evolutionary biologists are groping, searching for some additional mechanisms, some new mechanisms that will have the capacity to build fundamentally new forms of animal life. And they really aren't coming up with a whole lot that is, I think, very promising. I critique these new theories in my new book. The big problem for both old and new theories of evolution is the problem of the origin of the information, the digital code stored in the DNA molecule that we now know is necessary to build any form of life, in particular any form of complex animal life. We now know we need reams and reams of genetic information. And relying on mutations to generate that is kind of a losing proposition, because mutations are essentially copying errors in pre-existing genetic text. And if you think about the software world, we know that if you start randomly changing the zeros and ones in a section of software or in a computer program, you're going to degrade the information that's there and degrade the function of that information. So relying on mutation to generate new information doesn't seem to be a very viable approach in our modern information age. And yet what we know in biology is that biology is run by information technology. So we need some kind of new causal mechanism, and the evolutionary biologists, I don't think, really have come up with anything that is explaining that crucial component, that crucial element in the story of the history of life. Where did all the information come from? Not by mutation and natural selection.
Would you say that sort of the origin of information, as our understanding has increased in the area of DNA and those kind of research, has that been as big a sort of blockbuster finding, if you will, for intelligent design as anything that's come along in the last centuries?
Well, I think it's a blockbuster finding. It's a stop press moment in the history of biology. When Watson and Crick realized that DNA has a structure that allows it to store digital information, and then Crick a few years later comes up with something he calls the sequence hypothesis, in which he realizes that there are these four chemicals that run down the spine of the DNA molecule, and they are literally functioning like alphabetic characters in a written language or digital characters, the zeros and ones in a section of machine code or software. It's the arrangement of these chemicals that conveys information that directs the construction of all the important cellular components, in particular the proteins that make it possible for cells to stay alive. So you've got information running the show inside life. That was a mind-blowing discovery, and it has created a problem for all theories of evolution.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.